You know, I used to do a home maintenance tip of the week, and I was listening to a home show, and if you have area rugs, several area rugs with a deteriorating backing, you can buy a product called Flex Seal, which is not inexpensive. Might be like $35. But if you have some quality area rugs, and you have several of them, and you could fix them all for that amount, it's a liquid rubber. You put on light coats, several light coats at a time, careful getting to the edge of the carpet, and Bob's your uncle. Got a sale here. Let's see if I have something you've been hearing on the radio about and TV about rent gouging. And I texted my assistant manager, who is also an attorney, because I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine who was thinking about renting out his house. And the rule that you can't accept more than 10% of your asking rental price applies to everybody. It's in the penal code, section 396, punishable by a fine and or jail. So if you had a property for rent and you raised it more than 10%, you're in trouble. And I know they caught somebody in Los Angeles. Sadly, I think it was a real estate agent. So that's something to be aware of. And you got to look at that last price. Speaking of the fire, I read an article that I sent to Santa Barbara Mayor Randy Rouse. It was in the LA Times about fighting fires. And I sent this to him. And he was familiar with this man, Pyne, P-Y-N-E. And Mayor Rouse, maybe Mayor Randy Rouse replied. He said I could, after he sent it, I asked if I could read it. He said, I honestly don't get a lot of pith out of Pine's comments. Nice, particularly when the differences between Missoula and L.A. are pretty dramatic. Santa Ana, I was saying, hey, you know, you could utilize his theories to, you know, save Santa Barbara. Santa Ana winds are particular to our area, as noted by the first European explorers. Wow, it's going back in history. Could policy differences have prevented this? I sincerely doubt it. Unless you restricted all wildland areas to building and removed all non-native species from the landscape. Still, a relatively unpopulated Goleta Valley went through this in 1862. Boy, who knew Mayor Rouse had this at his fingertips? And we've experienced it another number of times recently. Forest management would help, but these densely packed neighborhoods can be tough to defend. Particularly in those circumstances, I was in Glendale helping to evacuate a family member, and it was like driving into the mouth of hell. Our preparation and planning evolves constantly, and local lessons are not forgotten. I spent last night on a group call with SCE and got as much detailed information as they could give at the time. I'm not sure, given our increasing demand for electricity, what I would propose differently. Which is certainly true. And then people complain when they have periodic shutoffs. And I guess, you know, within, short of replacing all their lines, what are you going to do? I had read that the deal that was struck between the California Insurance Commissioner and insurance companies was that everybody on the California Fair Plan would then have their premiums increased. Even people in Santa Barbara on the California Fair Plan are going to pay for this fire. And I spoke to a fellow broker, a fellow agent who is a broker, and he says everybody's. Home insurance rates are going to go up. So I think I mentioned this to you I'm not sure. I was inputting my a new listing, and I wanted to use a bonus room, and I asked why it was not letting me, and I learned there was a dozen words you can't use anymore, and bonus is one of them. Fair housing banned the family room, so bonus room started to enter in, or maybe family room became a great room. Bonus room was always there. I tried to use a bonus dash room. That didn't work. Someone said, hey, use extra room. But extra room, I guess extra and bonus are both odd terms, aren't they? When you build a house, it has X number of rooms. What was this room, extra? Oh, the builder decided to add this room. Here's a bonus for you. Call it the bonus room. Call it an extra room. Sometimes there's a room you just can't figure out what to call. So I ended up typing bonus room as one word. It was underlined saying, hey, that's misspelled. But I was able to get it through. And so I think I should write a listing using all the words, but maybe using them differently. But we can't do that now. So I don't want to get in trouble. It's more than violating the MLS rules where you can get a $25 fine. It's violating something a little more serious, a settlement with the National Association of Realtors. Now, I found this house on San Ysidro Lane. Boy, what an area. 6,000 square foot house, 1.7 acres. It sold in December of 2024, right between Christmas and New Year's. Closed for $13.5 million. It had been on the market 185 days. It was asking $14.5 million. But it started at $19.5 million. Now, as I mentioned with my interview with the broker out of Carmel, we still get offers over asking, but sometimes something sits for a while. You could see examples of a property that sits for 3 months, 5 months, and you know what? They get their asking price or close to it. This was the opposite example, but I can give you examples where they get close to it. And now I'm looking at a piece of paper that I should have seen at the beginning because it's a whole interesting history on the two condo developments in the gated community next to the Biltmore Hotel. And I got such lovely information from Jane Alexander from Village Properties about some of the differences in the history. And I was waiting for a moment in time to share it. And I didn't see it in time. So that's coming. Something to look forward to. And then lastly, I was looking through my... I'm trying to get rid of paperwork. And of course, I got tax returns nearby going back to 2003. So I started... Well, I don't want to throw them all away. I wanted to see if anything was there that I wanted to save. And I looked down at an invoice from Santa Barbara Honda from December 11th, 2003. And I owned an Acura, and I used to bring it there to change the oil. And I looked down, and the total invoice was $26.81. And I thought, wait, this can't be right. It must have been a freebie. Maybe I was just paying for the actual total labor and parts was $13.83. And then there was something for total GOG, $11. I guess that's, hazardous waste disposal. I don't know what that is. $26.81 for an oil change in December 2003. And now I pay Lexus, about $130? You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.